This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Couples who pray together daily have less than a 1% divorce rate. Mm-hmm. Now you think about something that you could do to enhance your marriage mm-hmm. and enhance your success of marriage. If a couple would just hold hands every day at the breakfast table, in the mm-hmm. car, whatever, and just pray, mm-hmm. it dramatically improves their marriage. Also, and I say this to men, our friends, Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, wrote a book on the five needs of men and women, the five sex needs of men and women. Mm-hmm. And one of a woman's most important sex needs is praying together with her husband mm-hmm. because it creates trust. It creates spiritual intimacy. Welcome to the Marriage Today podcast. This podcast exists to help everyone have a great marriage, the marriage of their dreams. And we want to talk today about the importance of prayer in your marriage. I'm joined today by my wonderful wife, Karen. How are you?
Good. It's nice to be here.
Well, we want to talk about praying in your marriage and for your marriage. Now, when we were first married, you went to a Bible study and there was a woman teaching about praying for your husband. Mm-hmm. And that dramatically changed the future of our marriage. I think we would have divorced at some point if something hadn't have changed. But you went to that Bible study. What did you hear?
Well, I was really young too, and I was very shy. And I remember that the teacher was mature, and she was, I really had a lot of respect for her. And she said, "Let's all read this book." And I had never had that concept presented to me. I mean, my parents didn't pray for each other. They didn't pray in the home. And so I never thought, oh, prayer, that helps your marriage too. And so, and we were not doing good. I mean, we were really fighting a lot and a lot of conflict. And so I remember just hanging on to that book like hope, you know, this is going to give us hope that with God, all things are possible, because that's the first thing she talked about, you know, that, you know, don't give up hope, that when God's in the middle of your marriage, anything's possible. And so I came home and I read the book, and I think I mentioned it to you. And then I actually started putting it into practice, and I started seeing changes in both of us.
Well, the thing that changed is that you stopped fighting with me. Mm-hmm. You were pretty snippy before.
Oh, my gosh. Excuse me, everybody. Anybody who knows our story knows that can't be true.
You interrupted me.
Yeah.
You were, well.
Let's put it this way. You were a defense lawyer, and I was on trial.
That is true. I was a prosecuting attorney. But you changed when you started praying. Your prayer was, "Lord, change me mm-hmm. and change Jimmy." I'm not going to try to change him anymore. You change him. Well, 1 Peter 3, this is to women. Now, it's talking about redemptive love, but it's talking about women. It says, "Do not let your ornament be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be in the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and a quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God." It also says in 1 Peter 3 before that you can change your husband without a word mm-hmm. as he observes your chaste and respectful mm-hmm. behavior. That's what happened with us. Mm-hmm. When you started praying, you changed. Mm-hmm. You weren't combative with me. Your spirit changed, and you were respectful toward me, and it was attractive to me mm-hmm. that you did that.
Well, so, I think too, though, you have to have a shift in your thinking. You have to have because it's not just prayer, it's trusting God.
That's right.
Because, I mean, I had to shift all my thinking back onto God, that God could change both of us and I could trust him with that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of things I'm praying for right now that they're not answered. And it's some of them are devastating to me, because I just think, I want these answers to be today. And it's not about, you know, not you and I, but other people I pray for. And, you know, so you can't put it all in the fact that, yes, prayer, it does change us. But I think prayer, personally for me, was, it built a relationship with God that was so secure, and it made me more secure with who you and I were, because I could trust God with you.
Yeah.
You know, that God loved you, He loved me, He wants the best for us, and I can trust God to work things out. I mean, I had to get that in my heart first.
Yeah. And I've had women, you know, when it's...
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here, and today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
As a gentle and quiet spirit, and they think that means being mousy. It doesn't mean being mousy. It just means trusting God.
Mm-hmm.
Gentle and quiet is the opposite of rough and loud.
Mm-hmm.
And this applies to men, too. You know, when I was being a bully with you and dominating you, it's because I didn't trust God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it applies both ways. But prayer makes God a partner in your relationship. It also takes the stress off of us personally and off the marriage. For many years, Karen, you and I would walk together every morning for an hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
and we would pray. And we prayed about everything. Mm-hmm. Prayed about the kids, prayed about money, prayed about everything. And that season of our lives, which was a long season, because Hunter, our dog, was 15 years old, and he walked with us every day until he died. But it bonded us because we were prayer partners. But also, rather than worrying, we prayed. And when you get under stress in your marriage, if you're stressed about work, mm-hmm. stressed about money, stressed about the kids, you're going to start fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes that stress off.
Well, and I think that scripture, what you keep repeating is the gentle, quiet spirit. I always felt so convicted. It's like, okay, how do you do that? You know, because I don't think it comes easy for some people, you know, to be trusting and gentle and quiet. Because you've always said, you know, it's how you talk to me, that don't ever talk to me that way.
I don't like the way you're mimicking.
That's kind of the way it was.
Whatever.
And I'm just like, well, I don't even know what I'm saying. All I'm saying is, you know, and so I think for me personally, I have to look to the Lord for the example of how I should be, because God tells us, you know, if you're tired, because, you know, fighting's wearing. It's like,
Oh, yeah. It
wears you out. If you're tired, yoke with the Lord, and He can teach you how to be gentle and humble,
yeah.
You know, and He's easy to please. And so I think, too, it goes back to, again, the relationship we have with God.
Well, you know, when we fight and when we're trying to change each other, the only thing, and there, you know, we need to communicate. That's very important. But when you're not praying and trusting God, you're basically taking God's place
mm-hmm.
of trying to fix your spouse or trying to change them. God can change them from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you can do is change them from the outside. But with me, the change that came to me was an inside change. Because, I mean, I had lots of problems. But it was a repentance, a deep repentance within me. I don't think that would have happened if you hadn't been praying for our marriage. So it creates a spiritual intimacy. I believe that spiritual intimacy is the deepest type of intimacy that we can have. And this is an interesting statistic, Karen. This is actual research that was done by Christopher Ellison at the University of Texas, San Antonio. Couples who pray together daily have less than a 1% divorce rate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think about something that you could do to enhance your marriage
mm-hmm.
and enhance your success of marriage. If a couple would just hold hands every day at the breakfast table, in the mm-hmm. car, whatever, and just pray,
mm-hmm.
it dramatically improves their marriage. Also, and I say this to men, Our friends, Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, wrote a book on the five needs of men and women, the five sex needs of men and women. Mm-hmm. And one of a woman's most important sex needs is praying together with her husband, mm-hmm. because it creates trust. It creates spiritual intimacy. And she's not just objectified as being a sex object. And so in your marriage, there will be many times that you are under stress, you're facing a problem, whatever it might be, and you have a choice.
Yeah.
Of whether you're going to worry about it, you're going to try to solve something yourself, or you're going to turn to God.
Well, how does a woman, though, get her husband to pray with her if he's not that spiritual and he doesn't pray?
Well, it's hard in the sense that men are modest emotionally, mm-hmm. and they don't want to fail. Honor is our number one need. Mm-hmm. And so the last way that you're going to get him to pray for you is if you're nagging at him, mm-hmm. or making him feel like that he's a failure, especially comparing him to, like, well, my friend's husband prays with her. Why don't you ever pray with mm-hmm. me? The best way to get him to pray with you is just to say, would you pray with me? It really helps me when you pray with me. Mm-hmm. And it helps me sexually when you pray with me. That might get him to pray with you. But just say to him, would you mind praying with me or whatever? Mm-hmm. And then don't criticize him. You know, there aren't courses out there typically that teach men how to pray with their wives. And we have the next podcast we have coming up is how to pray together as a couple.
That's good.
And so we're going to be giving examples of how to pray together as a couple. But the last thing for is typically women wanting their husbands to pray with them, not men wanting their wives to pray with them. So if you're a wife and you're wanting your husband to pray with you, tell him. Just say, it would really help me if we could pray together. And he might say, I don't want to do that. I don't know how to do that, whatever. Just say, well, let's do it together. Mm-hmm. And the woman can pray. But if they just hold hands and even she's praying, that's, you're on the right path, mm-hmm. right there. So we hope that this has been helpful to you today. And next time we're coming back with the next podcast is how to pray together as a couple. We're going to tell more of our story. And I'm going to talk to you about, you know, overcoming some of the obstacles of praying together as a couple. Thank you for joining us today on the Marriage Day podcast. We'll see you next time.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with Exo Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out exomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.